Well, this bill is mainly about the prohibition of detrimental information for the minors. And minors are meant by people, young people till 18 years of age. And there is a big list in this law of detrimental information, like things like self-mutilation, hypnosis, other things, and homosexual, bisexual relations are also mentioned among the list of negative information which will be prohibited to the minors to access.
Who was the ringleader for this controversial law?
Well, this law was created in 2006, but under Social Democrats it was not adopted because of the pressure from Amnesty International and ILGA Europe and other NGOs, because we informed these international NGOs and did some public actions like statements and letters to the parliamentarians. So the previous parliament dropped it, but we got a Christian Democrat government recently, so they took this law from the table and started a new discussion about it, and finally they adopted it yesterday. But some members of parliament, radicals, are going even further. They already registered an amendment that propagation of homosexuality will be a penal offense, so they're going even further. So it's just the beginning of stigmatizing of LGBT community here.
Doesn't this law violate some European human rights laws or statements?
Yes, indeed. Like some lawyers are saying that this law is violating the European Convention of Human Rights, and namely the Articles 10 and 8. Of course, some other lawyers are saying that this law is violating the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Child. But all these arguments were presented clearly to the members of parliament, but they don't care. I think the radical wing of so-called family values, Christian Democrats, they see it like some kind of moral satisfaction to implement this stigma on LGBT people, because they are afraid that children are seeing this alternative models of lifestyle.